WKRK 738, and we welcome back to our show our good friends John and Kendra Smiley. They are husband and wife and have boys of their own they've raised, as well as grandkids now. They're in the midst of helping raise them, too. And Kendra's a two-time former Illinois Mother of the Year and speaker nationally and internationally. John is a retired USAF, that's an Air Force Reserve colonel, who farms in addition to writing and speaking, and they both live on a farm in East Central Illinois and have three married sons, as I mentioned. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And also, John and Kendra are co-authors of numerous books, and we have that linked up at myfaithradio.com if you want to investigate what they have written. We're talking about fear today, PK.
Absolutely, and we want to talk about what it is when kids have these fears. Sometimes the fears are founded, sometimes they're not, but you found some research about fear and our children. Share with us a little bit about what you found.
Well, I've got to find her name here. Dr. Donna Pincus, she's a psychologist and director of the Child and Adolescent Fear and Anxiety Treatment Program at Boston University, said the following: about 90% of kids can identify having at least one and sometimes several different fears. And I thought that was quite a large percentage, although this past Christmas, our three sons and I, we left Grandpa at home with the babies, we took the four oldest granddaughters to a movie, and lo and behold, I was walking with the four little girls as the husbands were, or the daddies were, parking the cars and getting the popcorn, and the one that was leading the way was terrified because it was already dark. I was shocked, and the good news was, as I was saying, we need to keep going. The granddaughter, her cousin, who was 6 months older, was comforting her.
Well, and I think this is a normal fear. I know it was for me all the time growing up, and I would run all the way, you know, I still probably do that when I would go back to the farm. And we have these windows on either side of our big main door, which is right on the landing. So you're coming upstairs, going upstairs to bed at night, and it's dark. And I would always run those stairs because I always had this fear that there'd be somebody standing there at night looking in those little side panel windows.
Yeah, and you'd just be a streak of lightning if you were running.
Exactly. You're terrified, and it's driving you. So how many of these fears are healthy or are they imagined and
normal,
that's dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have normal, we have abnormal.
Right. I think probably a lot of them, as little kids, there's some way that we acquire those fears. And we might get them because our mom and dad are afraid or something happened, like those little girls that were walking in the dark. You know what instigated that fear, or your fear, you know, thinking somebody might be looking in those windows, being afraid of that. And I think whether it be a sound, I know when I was little and in an old farmhouse, it was the sounds that frightened me. It wasn't necessarily the dark, but when it was dark, I could hear sounds that I couldn't hear, I thought, when it was daylight. And so those sounds frightened me because I didn't know for sure what they were. And so a lot of times kids pick up fears of the unknown, of not knowing, of things happening like in the dark that they can't explain in their minds. And so, you know, those type of things, I think as parents we can help them with. The things I think as parents that we really need to deal with are the fears that we have and then transmit those fears to our kids.
Yes, that's what really happened in my case. Both of my parents were afraid of dogs. I don't know why my dad was a sissy. I never did ask, but of course he was afraid of dogs, and so I was afraid of dogs. And really, I to this day, it's irrational. There'll be some yippy little dog locked up, you know, with just a kind of a breathing space with the car window rolled down that much, and I'll walk by and, oh my goodness, I hope he can't squeeze out through that and get me. It's irrational. I inherited it.
Sure, and something is maybe silly in our minds as adults of going to the dentist. We even may just say a casual word about, oh, I'm not looking forward to that tomorrow. That can actually turn into fear in our kids, right?
Yes, and there was a great report. I loved it because it puts all a lot of onus on the dads in the family. It was published by the International Journal of Pediatric Dentistry, and they found that when a father is afraid of dental work, it's passed on to the kids much more than if a mother is. I guess the idea is if dad's afraid, there's really something serious here. You know, mom's probably just being emotional. But so dads, whatever you may be afraid of, and maybe not even realize you're saying those things, like you just suggested, Ted, like, oh, man, I don't want to go to the dentist. those sorts of things pass on to your kids. By the way, I am going to the dentist today, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
You'll be fine.
As long as there isn't a dog in the waiting room.
Oh, you got that, sister.
That's funny, but that's the truth. Kendra would say, John, you need to go in there and make sure that dog is okay.
Well, and interestingly, my father was a dentist, so I spent a lot of time in the dental office, and it was fun. There was nothing that was, you know, that caused me to fear. And so it's just a lot of times what we've experienced.
Right, and I think as we talk on this conversation, the things that sometimes we get confused here are things of like being for kids being afraid of the dark, and then things that they're afraid of that we need to have a respect for. And I think that's important as well. Like our kids grew up on the farm, and they weren't afraid of machinery per se, but they respected it and understood the danger involved in it. And I think as parents, we definitely need to differentiate with our kids between those two, between being afraid of something that we don't need to be afraid of and respecting things that we need to respect.
I think for us growing, I grew up on a farm too, the big thing too was having respect for the weather and keeping an eye on the weather. And we had tornadoes that would come through and we had flooding and we had that sort of thing. And I remember specifically my parents talking about how they have a healthy respect for bad weather and for storms. And that, I think that translated to me very well because I kind of like storms. I kind of like watching the bad weather, but yet I know when it's dangerous enough to take shelter. And that's a big part of what your parents can do, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's quite interesting because when we moved up to North Dakota and lived up there in the wintertime, and that was one of the big things that parents had to talk to their kids about, that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily tornadoes, but
the cold.
And blizzards.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, that we can certainly have a lot of fun in the snow, but you can definitely die if it gets down to be very cold and you're stranded in a car, stay in the car, those kind of things. And we don't frighten our kids, just like you said, but we share with them, we help them understand so they can have a respect for that and not make silly choices.
Right, being aware of what could cause you harm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back in just a few moments. We want to talk about the fact that not all fears are bad, too. We'll have you guys explain a little bit about that as we dig some more into what it is to face fear as a child and what it is as a parent to help our children along the way. It's Faith Radio Mornings, and we'll be right back.
Norman, it's 7:48, Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We're talking about overcoming fear, helping our children overcome fears as well, warranted or unwarranted. And John and Kendra Smiley are our guests helping us with this today. They're parenting experts, and that's a great conversation with them as we get equipped in parenting our kids well and reminding them about who is in charge and who is bigger than our fears, and that, of course, is God. So we're talking about overcoming the fears, John and Kendra. How are some ways that we can do this with our kids?
Well, back to my original illustration, entering that dark theater or somewhat dark theater with four of our granddaughters and realizing that the one leading the pack was afraid of it. It was not a time I could, but in a perfect world, I would have been proactive and would have said, now it's going to be dark in there, so we're all going to hold hands and Grandma will be able to see and your eyes will adjust too as soon as we're in there for a while. But I wasn't able to. The key, though, is listening. The key is listening to your kids and letting them express what they're afraid of so that you can then have a conversation with them and help them through it.
Right, and I think that's the big part of that, the second part of talking to them, realizing that it is real to them, just like PK was talking about. Was it real that she thought somebody was outside looking in those windows? Yes. And so you talk to your kids, realizing that they are afraid of that, and then communicating the things of why they shouldn't be. And the other thing is how that's detrimental, because a lot of times fear can paralyze us. and they may not be able to have fun. Like, let's just take the dark. There, I mean, kids have great fun, mm-hmm. you know, when it's dark out. Well, if you're afraid when it's dark, that limits your fun, and that's not good. So the communication and the education with kids, very, very important.
Right. Don't ignore the fear just because you as a grown-up think they're silly. They're not silly if the child is afraid.
Right. And what you said, Ted, at the outset here, about the our Heavenly Father, and that's something that we can always talk to our
Amen.
Kids about, that the Lord goes with us, that you know, that He doesn't want us to be afraid, and bring that into the picture as well, because we don't want our kids to be afraid of things that are irrational.
You know, it's interesting. I think I have this fact right. I think I read or was told that the very first VeggieTales song that they created was God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman.
Yes,
they, maybe they knew that statistic, you know, that 90% of the kids have something they're afraid of. And God is bigger than that, bigger than any fear that we have.
I think that's a huge truth that we need to establish in our kids, because we can't prepare them for everything, and we can't be everywhere every time that they have a fear. And, you know, bringing them even to Bible verses that they can repeat to themselves when they have that fear, I think that that's a huge part as parents that we can play in their lives, too. Talk about the factor, too, that I know I have a friend who was deathly afraid of the water, and that kind of translated over to her children because she never went in the water. And our family was always a water family, and so we would have them come over, and they would sit on the edge of the water when there was no reason for it, really, you know?
Sure.
How can we do this as a parent if you do have just really some deep-seated fear that you know that you're working on, but you just don't know how to get over it? How do we handle that?
Oh, I think that's one of the things. You be truthful in that situation, and you have the other parent. Let's say the mom is the one that's deathly afraid of water and knows that. I think that's really, really important if that parent understands that and is working on it. And I think then, like, the dad would take the lead in that instance and let the kids know and tell the kids, you know, this is something that mom realizes and that she is working on. I think that's really important. I think that if the mom is afraid of water and then wants that to then transmits that to the kids, that's not good at all. But I think kids can understand, you know, that that's something that mom is working on, and we can still have fun in the water. And, you know, who knows why that mother is so fearful of the water and what happened in her life that she needs to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm. How about habits? I have some other friends where the mom never just refuses to drive freeways. And it's a habit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a habit, but maybe it translates into a fear. And so two of her three children don't ever drive freeways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of those things, PK, where it's so important. And Kendra and I say this a lot when we're doing parenting seminars. We think parenting is a team sport, and mm-hmm. that's the way God intended it to be. Now, we know that there are a lot of single parents out there, but this is one of those things when a mom has a bad habit like that.
Or a dad.
Or a dad. Or a dad. You know, one of the
equal
parents
time.
Has a bad habit. It's very important that the other spouse be able and capable of talking and working on that, because you know, when I hear that and we listen to that, how limiting that is, that those kids aren't driving freeways because probably of something that's irrational from that one parent. So this is a point where the spouse needs to take the lead and find out what's going on.
Right. We have one daughter-in-law who's a licensed clinical professional counselor. We figure she'll never be without work because of that, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. John and Kendra Smiley again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. We're talking about fears and overcoming fears with our children and maybe even for ourselves as well. One other note I think it's important to mention, we've kind of said it here in our conversation, but just to say it again if we have, and that is for parents not to belittle our kids or even from a well-intentioned standpoint of saying, God is with you, just get over it. I mean, we can't do that. Right. Obviously.
Oh, no, absolutely not. If it's real to the child, it's real. And so being very in a very calm and loving way, listening, which sometimes we as parents, it tends to be lectures. You know, what we call conversations are really just adults, you know, talking without ever listening to the other person. So listening to that child and then talking through it with them, responding to them in a loving way.
Right. Our oldest granddaughter, I took her out to the barn where the horses were, and we opened the door. And there were spider webs there. And she, you know, she shrieked, "Ah, you know, it's a spider web. Grandpa, I can't go in there." And I said, "You got to be kidding me." And so I thought, okay, you know, and I stopped.
Now, did you say you got to be kidding me?
No, in my mind, I thought, oh, boy.
You know, he said,
anyway,
"You big wuss, come on, get in there."
Yeah. I didn't say, "Well, you big sissy, let's go." No, I stopped. I stopped and I said, "Okay, let's talk about that. We want to go in and pet the horses. Yep, we want to do that. The spider webs and what they are and why it's not to be afraid." And it took, you know, it didn't take very long. It took me probably 3 minutes to talk to her. But then we pushed the spider webs away and went in and had fun playing with the horses. So I think that's something as parents, you know, just like you said, Ted, don't belittle them. Talk about them so that the kids can understand.
John, I have to give you high marks on that, you know, as being a military guy. Really?
That's really great.
I'm impressed.
These are not enemy spider webs.
<That's right. laughs> They aren't carrying bazookas, for goodness sake.
Exactly. And I think that's an important factor, though, because moms and dads approach fear differently, and dads may, you know, in our house, wuss is one of our favorite words. And
that's
now
our
kids are older, and it's funny and all of that, but I think that's an important factor, too, is that moms and dads may approach that fear factor quite differently, too.
Right. And the other thing is little girls and little boys.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I raised little boys, which is different than having little girls as granddaughters, and they surprise me every time I turn around.
You know, the other thing that we can see as grandparents is how different their parents are. You know, we can see it reflected, the fears, perhaps, the concerns that each parent has, because they're a little bit different. You know, one son and his wife and the second son and his wife. And so that's fascinating to watch. And some of it as grandparents is to certainly accept what it is and to love them. And again, to listen to them and educate them about some things that they don't need to be afraid of.
Good. Well, it's a great topic, and we appreciate your insight today. John and Kendra Smiley joining us here again, talking about overcoming fear. If you missed any part of our conversation, it'll be linked up at myfaithradio.com. You can hear it or share it with other people there. Thank you both again very much. We hope your 2014 is going well so far.
It is. We've had a lot of snow in 2014, but I know you guys are, and you know, you have that all the time. But anyway, it's going great.
Yeah, I went to Houston. I left.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Sorry, went to a conference in Houston and dodged the bullet.
All right.
Well, there's more than one way to not be afraid of snow.
Yeah. That's true.
And I am not afraid of airplanes.
Right on.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks
so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.